Okay, so we had two winners, two winning tickets. We may have more than two winners in the $500 million Powerball lottery. One in Arizona and one in Missouri. And again, they give us the numbers, and I don't know why, because it doesn't, you know.
Here's what you should have picked.
Yeah, something like that. However, they said that there were seven $2 million Power Play winners who matched all five numbers but didn't get the Powerball. And then there are a bunch of $1 million winners who matched five numbers as well. Now, in the meantime, I had never thought about this, but you may have had the winning number last night, but it didn't win. You may have had the winning number last night, but it didn't win.
How's that?
I'm about to tell you. In addition to the official drawing that's televised nationally from Tallahassee, Florida, there are, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4 practice runs. The reason, says Powerball officials, is to make sure the machines are running properly and that the numbers are being distributed properly. The balls used in the game are regularly measured, weighed, and x-rayed, and then they're locked up in a room that's under 24/7 surveillance. Only the organizers and the auditioners have a key. So let's say that you had picked out whatever your numbers happened to be. And on one of those runs, it comes up. But it wasn't the official one. So
that's rotten.
I know. It doesn't that just... See? That's a steering wheel gripper right there.
Yeah, yeah,
think
is.
About that. You thought you were going, oh, well, c'est la vie. Well, maybe not. You may say something different. Anyhow.
To add insult to injury on this?
Just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
$800 million worth of unclaimed lottery prizes.
Really?
Because people don't realize, oh, I didn't win the $500 million. There are $10,000 prizes. Yeah. There's $100 for getting four numbers.
So they quit looking.
They just don't claim it.
Huh.
$800 million.
Yeah, no, I go ahead and read the first three numbers, and if it doesn't work, then I'll throw it away. But, yeah, aside from that. Wow, okay. Well, good. Now, there you go. If you've now you got people diving for the trash cans, right? Going, oh, man, I didn't look and see.
Sorry.
That's all right. Okay, all right. So, Sean's here this morning from the City of Bryan. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. So, what's going on? I got to find Jethro Trivia. We'll let you go to work first, we'll find Jethro Trivia.
Okay.
All right. What's happening?
All right. Well, today is the 14th annual Holiday Magic.
It will
be held at Bryan's Sue Haswell Park from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The family-friendly event is once again completely free to the public. Santa Claus will be on hand to pose for pictures. Please bring your own camera, though. And the popular Arctic Snow Hill returns, where kids can sled down a snow-covered hill. Children must be at least 42 inches tall to ride the snow.
You have to be this tall to get on this ride.
Yeah.
And get there quickly, because it's going to be warm tonight, isn't it?
It will be probably 60 or 61.
Yeah,
it's the slush hill.
Yeah, just be prepared for it. That's okay.
Yeah, I would encourage you to get there early.
Yeah, okay.
Holiday Magic also features Frosty's Funland, where kids can enjoy games, ride the Polar Express, build crafts, and much more. Hot chocolate and cookies will be distributed at the Parks Pavilion, courtesy of Bryan Walmart Supercenter.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the Bryan Police Officers Association will be accepting cash donations as part of their Blue Angel Drive, which I know y'all are part of as well.
Yep, sure.
The collection collection location will be at the Large Pavilion in Sue Haswell Park. If you're interested in getting an animal for
the holidays,
mm-hmm.
You have to keep it after the holidays, though, too, right?
You do.
Holidays are over. I want to get my animal back.
You're
responsible for
it.
Yeah.
The animal center will be on location with cats and dogs for adoption. And I want to let everybody know that the easiest way to do this event is to park at Blinn.
Okay.
Go to Blinn, and we'll shuttle you to the park for free.
Much easier.
I will be the humble host of this happy event.
Oh, all right. There you go. Very good. Do you have elf shoes for this?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'm the master of ceremonies.
Okay. Well, I think you'd look better in elf shoes.
You're more than likely right, but I don't think they have them by my size.
Okay.
Moving on.
Shoes, the whole game.
Yeah, the whole bells and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. I just thought we'd suggest that. Okay. All right. So that's coming up in the City of Bryan.
That's right. Tonight, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Should be fun. So, and while we're talking about that, it's time now for Jethro Trivia, which is our oddly little informative news quiz about stuff that's going on in the, in the world. Today's topic is the weather forecast, according to a newly released climate study. Global ocean levels are doing what? A, rising faster than expected. B, rising slower than expected, C, not rising at all, or D, not cooperating with the liberal media agenda? Okay, once again, it's A, rising faster than expected, B, rising slower than expected, C, not rising at all, or D, not cooperating with the liberal media agenda. Kevin, you'll go first.
D.
D.
Not cooperating.
The liberal media agenda.
That was the best answer by far.
Well, I kind of like that, too. All right, Kat.
That is a good answer, but I'm going to go with A just because I'm feeling pessimistic.
Are you?
Yeah.
You just...
I'm feeling kind of beat down by the system and the man.
Ah, there you go. All right, Sean, what do you say?
I'm going to go with it's part of going against the liberal media agenda.
Okay.
It's not rising as
Not rising as fast? Yeah. Okay. So actually, the answer is rising faster than anybody expected.
So it is
We're all going to die.
Thanks, Kat.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yesterday's climate study from the United Nations. Oh, it's the United Nations. We're supposed to believe that. Concluded that ocean levels are rising 60% faster than the latest UN projections. Well, they're a bunch of diplomats.
Yeah,
How would they know anyway,
the
right?
The UN has no hidden agendas.
No, not at all. The report also says that global temperatures are continuing to rise. So, all right. On that positive note... There we go. That's our Jethro trivia for today. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you.
With folks in the City of Bryan on Thursdays on WTAW. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity. Van Dyke Rankin.